Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. If I sound rough and tough because I got sick, I'm back in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I was going to do a video, but my nose is red. I didn't feel great earlier. I was sore as shit. But I'm back in Flagstaff. And so I got up and I was like, oh, everything ached. It started last night. As soon as we got back from, because I got dropped off in Phoenix and me and Big Daddy came back up this way. And as soon as I sat down, got settled in, and all of a sudden, like, everything just was aching. And now all of a sudden my nose started running. Then I woke up this morning like, oh, I'm a zombie. Oh, and I was like, oh my gosh. So I spent like a good 75% of today sleeping for 75% of the day. 5%, I forgot to finally watch SmackDown. So I was happy I did because I was laying there taking my nose like, And shitty thing is if anybody in Greeley, Colorado, is out there, is from Greeley, I left my notebook somewhere out there. I am very sad about that. Like, all those notes taken. I even called the hotel. I checked all my bags and stuff, and my notes are gone. And I was coming to the very end, so the book is filled. And I'm very sad that I lost all those notes, man. But hopefully somebody finds it, and hopefully it doesn't end up in the trash, but it probably will. And it hurts my soul because all my time and dedication went into those notes. But nope, that is life. I should have known better. I should have looked around one more time. I thought I did. I thought I really was like paying attention to everything, but I guess I didn't. So let's talk about SmackDown. March 8th, 2024. We're in Dallas, Texas. Sold out. We got a lot going on. Dominic Mysterio got married. Beautiful wedding. And he even got booed at his own wedding, which was great. Corey Graves, Wade Barrett on commentary. We get last week's package from Friday when The Rock issues the challenge to Cody and Seth. The Rock rolls up with his cowboy hat because he has to. He didn't even wear it out at the end of the night, so I was kind of wondering. I was like, okay, you're just playing to everybody. Roman and Paul rode up, Cody and Seth, and they got all, and Nick Aldis is there. They got security guard everywhere. There's only one thing tonight I kind of had a little bit of a complaint about, especially with the security guard thing, because they kind of just built it up. Like, they're at the doors of Cody and Seth and at the Bloodline. So, but Logan Paul starts off the show. Like him or not, he's one of the hottest things in WWE right now. One of the biggest rookies in WWE has gave us tremendous matches and announced that he has signed a deal with WWE going forward, starting with WrestleMania. At every pay-per-view event, you will see the Prime logo in the middle of the ring, the first sponsor ever to get that in the middle of the ring for WWE, and it's huge. It's huge, man. Logan Paul's like, yeah, this is what it is. WWE's in its prime, so we signed a deal. And it was funny. It's like, I saw a lot of people like, oh, that's so stupid. But at least it's on every pay-per-view, and we're not going to see it constantly. So this is a big deal for WWE and Logan Paul and how they win. I think they went to 100 million on their YouTube channel. So WWE is growing as a company. Why not take these opportunities, chances, and deals to get more eyes on the product? Because WWE is on fire right now. Logan Paul's 125 days champion. So, but what I liked about this, I guess I don't know who KSI is. I don't know who this is, but he comes out. You know, I guess he's partnered with Logan Paul. But my favorite thing is Randy comes out, about to hit Logan with the RKO, gets this KSI fellow, drops him in the middle of the floor, and he gets that Prime. And I love when Randy drinks a little bit, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. And he pours it all over KSI's crotch and everything like that. And Logan Paul's mad. But I think I got an idea of where we're going with Logan Paul in WrestleMania. Yeah, right here, the Red Diamond Award for YouTube. There's only 10 out there, apparently, what Triple H said. But the channel is over 100 million, and they got the Red Diamond Award, and that's pretty fucking cool. Our first match of the night is Kevin Owens and Randy Orton versus Waller and Theory. Fun match, KO, Randy for the win, and here comes Logan again and with those brass knuckles, but Randy got him from him, almost hit Kevin Owens, and was like, oh, I'm sorry. He put the Brass Knuckles in his trunks and everything like that, and KO and Randy knuckle bump. But I think this is going to boil down to a triple threat match for that United States Championship at WrestleMania. It's the only logical thing I can think in my brain, especially with the way things are going in this dynamic. Tons of security for Seth and Cody, like I said, and Rock and Roman. Kayla's with Bayley backstage in an interview. She feels betrayed by Dakota Kai. She wants some answers and everything like that. So she's telling Bayley's telling Kayla, is like, yeah, she's my homie. She's my friend. But next week, they're going to battle each other and face each other. And Bayley says, I'm going to go on to WrestleMania and I'm going to beat Io Sky for the championship. But here's Naomi watching on. And Bianca's like, girl, nah, you know? She's like, Bayley dug her own grave and everything like that. If you weren't here during that time, but she made my life a living hell. So I don't feel bad for her. But Naomi's like, yo, girl, look, I had friends, I had groups, and they all fell apart too. So I kind of feel for her. And Bianca's just like, no, I ain't going to feel for her. Bobby Lashley versus Karrion Kross. This feud keeps on growing. It's an end in a DQ because here comes the AOP. Here comes the Street Profits and Scarlett and B-Fab. It all comes down to a fight and brawl. They beat down Bobby and everything like that, standing tall. So Karrion Kross and Bobby Lashley, this feud is not over. Dragon Lee's backstage. Apparently he's on the phone with Rey Mysterio. And LDF comes up. They're like, you ain't no Rey Mysterio. Dragon Lee's trying to defend himself, but he does have a match with Angel later on. LWO was not there tonight. They made that clear. Tiffany Stratton versus Meechan. Crowd was popping. I mean, popping hard for Tiffany. Tiffany, it's Tiffy time, baby. And I think just let her keep building these wins and everything like that. And she's a future champion. Meechan, I believe, had a backstage thing where she's like, I got to get my career back together. I got to find out what's going on with myself. AJ Styles, yeah, he calls out LA Knight. He's like, yeah, I flew across the globe because, you know, you were all going to hear all cocky and stuff. So I had kind of like put the smack down on you to understand that I am AJ Styles. LA Knight is watching on, gets pissed off, and he starts breaking the TV, you know, and he's like, yeah, I'm going to find you, AJ. Yeah, I'm going to put this chair in your face, AJ. Yeah. Tyler is backstage, and Pete comes up. Tyler's playing the 2K24 game, and he's like, yeah, you know, we need to get back into the tag team game and everything like that. And this, I love Pete's just giving him this look, and Tyler's like, yeah, you know what, I'm going to talk to Nick Aldis and see what happens if we can get to at least get to WrestleMania. I thought that was funny. Angel with LDF versus Dragon Lee. Dragon Lee got the win, and it was a beatdown. I mean, a beatdown to Dragon Lee. No LWO. They made that very clear, and they said, yeah, Dragon Lee is on his own, and LDF got the advantage. So LWO next week, because Rey Mysterio will be back next week for SmackDown. Damage Control backstage are cutting a promo saying, and with Dakota Kai, like, hey, I was the brains of the operations, man. You know, and then everyone else starts talking. And they're like, yeah, you're just stupid. We wanted this group to go to another level, which didn't involve you. You made the group, but we made it better. That's what they told Bayley. Now, here's what I want to really get down to. Put this notebook down. We're ending it with the bloodline. The Rock, Cody, and Seth. The meats and potatoes of all this. Security guards everywhere. What's going to happen? Are they going to brawl out? They ran out of time, too, at the end, which was kind of like, oh, you gave them like 30 fucking minutes. Okay, well, it ended in a way that I was like, oh, okay, but what happens after? What happens after? Oh, you know, where's all the behind scenes footage? Is everyone there? What happened? But the bloodline comes out, and at this point, I think The Rock should come out with the bloodline. That's just me. The Rock shouldn't come out separately unless that is the way they want to do it, just so Roman can get kind of pissed off and be like, wait, why are we waiting for this guy? I'm the tribal chief. He acknowledged me as the tribal chief, you know, but The Rock comes out, does this goosebumps thing, comes up in the ring. Then here comes Cody and Seth, and they're in the crowd and everything coming down. And because beforehand, they went to the locker room. Nick Aldis goes in. He's like, where are they at? And the security guard thing really didn't play any factor into this at all. No, they were there at that point outside the ring. But it was like, are we going to keep them separate? Or are we going to do, like, I don't know. The security guard thing was like a little bit much because they really didn't do anything with it. But here comes Cody. Here comes Seth. You know, and Cody's like, hey, And he goes on, he's like, Rock, he's giving, what I love about Cody is he gives compliments and this and that. He goes, but you put your hands on me. Rock, of course, is being the Rock, and he's like, look here, dumbass. You know, he has to insult him anyway, anyhow, because he's the Rock, because that's just the way he is. But my favorite moment of this is Seth saying, shut up! Shut up! You know, I'm going to beat somebody down who's having a midlife crisis. The future is on the line, and that means beating you two. And I was like, oh my God. Whoa, out the back. And The Rock, he's very long-winded when it comes to this. Like, he's very long-winded, but that's just The Rock, so you got to take it for as is. And this is a huge match. And Seth says, we accept. Roman kind of intervenes, like, ha, you're going to let this cross-dresser, you know, answer for you, Cody? And I don't know if that was, like, a thing he should have gone with, but okay, sure. And, you know, and The Rock goes into Cody, and he looks at Cody. He's like, hey, you know, you got a sister, right? You got a brother. You're like 20 years, they're 20 years younger than them and blah, blah, blah. Your brother, a future Hall of Famer and everything like that. And he goes, I think there's a reason for that. You're a mistake. And I was like, ooh, and fucking Cody slaps him. He slaps The Rock. And I was like, oh my God. And that's the way we end it. Rock looks up, but there's some things people pointed out. As soon as he got slapped, Roman laughed. So, like, kind of did a giggle, kind of going off camera and stuff like that. So, it's like, what does that mean? There's so many things here intersecting with each other as we're going to WrestleMania 40, you know. So, great show tonight. I got to say my match of the night is Tiffany Stratton, just because she got the big win. I want to know what they're going to do with Meechan. Second to that, of course, Angel and Dragon Lee showing off their great skills. But the meat and potatoes of the show was this final segment of the show. And I wish we had a little bit longer. Cut down the entrances. Let The Rock walk out with the Bloodline. But I understand why he doesn't, because it's The Rock. So, you know, I give this show a solid 4 out of 5. I want to know your thoughts about the Prime deal, about seeing the Prime logo on the canvas going forward after every pay-per-view. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe, share with your grandma, share with your grandma, share with the bum down at Walmart. I am KMB the Sexy Ninja, the KMB the Sick Ninja at this point, because you can hear it in my voice. But that's all right, man. We're going to keep rolling. We're going to keep rocking. And that's what we're going to do. And I'm glad I at least got to get this podcast out and talk to y'all about this show, because a lot of stuff has happened. We're building the WrestleMania 40, and it is glorious. I can't give it. Oh, I want. Ugh, I am. All right, y'all. Like and subscribe. Share with your grandma. Share with your grandma. Share with the bum down to Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/newworldpodcast. Go get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life.
Younger brother than your siblings. Is that right? You know why? Because you were a mistake.